Why is my VIN number on the safety sticker? Well, it doesn't come out in the news, but there's a lot of cars being stolen because of that VIN number. They get the VIN number and they can make a key, come back and steal your car. So, if you're not going to push to have safety check taken out, then you should erase that VIN number off your sticker with a nail polish remover. 4 days ago, my son Todd checked out a car that's supposed to do brake job. When he put it up, he looked underneath and he said, oh, he showed me everything under there. The whole bottom half of the car was totally, totally rusted. The right front CV shaft, the axle shaft, was ready to fall off. There were so many things wrong with it. And that car, a week ago, passed safety check.
7 years ago. Now with my son Isaac starts a third generation.
So,
with over 27 years...
What's happening? If the safety stickers, the safety check system is not done right, and they're not enforcing it, why have it? All you need is for somebody to get badly injured because of a defective safety check and turn around and file a big lawsuit against the state. But they don't care. The politicians don't care. It's not their money. It's your money. Everything is being taxed to you. Hawaii is the highest tax state in the country. Why? Talking about the tax, look at the registration. Go check it out. Get on a computer, go check it out. The rest of the states. Arizona for a Camry is $40. $40, folks. What is Hawaii? You know, I don't know. It's your state, our state. It needs to change. We need changes in the right way. Tires have age. The age limit for tires is 5 years. Okay? The size is very important. Because of the computer systems, it's not recommended to change tire sizes. Like you see a lot of these big trucks, they're putting on huge rims and everything. That's one thing. It throws the computer off. The other thing is, they don't upgrade the quality of the brakes. It's harder for the brakes to stop that vehicle with bigger wheels. So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a question, a comment, whatever, if you're going to have a car cruise, give me a give me a call and announce it. You know, be shame. Okay, for the freeways on the mainland, to maintain the freeway for 1 mile is about $44,000 to maintain it. Okay? Oh, excuse me. It's $44,000 to maintain a 1 mile strip of freeway in Hawaii. And on the mainland, it's only $4,000. Why is that? Anyway, a lot of people complain that ethanol is why we have high costs of food. No. They gotta get the facts right. It's not the corn that's making a food cost high. It's the fuel cost. Common sense. How is the food gonna get to the grocery store? Fly? Even if it flew, it still need airplane fuel. It's delivered by trucks. The fuel cost is crazy. It's not the using corn, that's why the fuel cost is, the food cost is high. It's fuel. Fuel is your number one commodity that controls the economy.
So wait a minute, but you're saying fuel cost, but you're saying it's not the ethanol. So
it's not the ethanol.
So you're saying that it's not the ethanol that's adding on to the fuel cost.
No, no. Because all of my tests show that by using ethanol, it gives the vehicle better gas mileage. Better than gasoline, better than diesel. So, how can it be bringing the fuel costs up? And they're only using 10% ethanol in the fuel. But yet, the fuel is expensive. So that's what's determining the economy and the cost of food. It's the fuel. Fuel determines everything. Parts prices, food, clothing, everything. So, when you say it's the ethanol that's causing this, get the facts straight. It's the oil. Okay? So, but anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Hello, George. I don't know if you want to say hello to me after this call. You're talking about the corn and the cost of ethanol and gas. Actually, the corn that came up, the cost of the foods that are dependent on corn, like the Dorito or a lot of the Mexican foods and that's been sent off to different countries and what
mm-hmm,
have you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're talking. Not Hawaii.
No.
Necessarily, but as far as the overall.
They give away our corn.
Pardon?
They give away the corn.
Well, they do that too.
Yeah. American government gives away food. Free.
Yeah, okay. I can't argue with that because they do that and they subsidize it for different countries too, you know. But
do the countries subsidize us anything? Mm-mm.
You know they don't.
No.
Anyway.
So if we were starving, we're in deep trouble.
Yeah. The only thing is that it does have a, using corn for the ethanol does have an effect, but not necessarily only, not on the gas prices for the ethanol, but the overall thing.
Well, they don't have to use corn for ethanol.
No, I agree with you with that. You know, there's a lot of places that don't grow sugar cane anymore, and they ought to take a lesson, like you say, from Brazil.
That's right.
Yep. No argument about that, but I just wanted to...
Yeah, they're blaming ethanol for
yeah.
food costs going up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the ethanol.
It's the corn, and that's nationwide, not Hawaii only, you know.
Yeah, nationwide.
Yeah.
And it's the government that's pushing these ethanol refineries to use corn.
Corn, yeah. Okay, no argument again.
Okay, yes.
I just wanted to say hello. Have a good weekend.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yes. It's the government, folks. They're the one that's saying they have to use corn. Boy, you can make ethanol from all kinds of stuff. It doesn't have to be corn. But it's the government that pushed them into corn. Sugarcane's the best. But it's the soil, and Hawaii has the best soil for the best ethanol ever in the world. So why don't we make it? Go ask your politicians. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
Here we have Eric from Honolulu on the line.
Hi, Eric.
Hello. Hi, George.
How's it going?
Hi. You were just talking about the politicians. A lot of times, you know, with the way the cost of living are and the way that they do things, it doesn't make sense, right? So I take it to myself. I'm actually, got to do full disclosure, I'm actually a candidate running for state representative. And I want to hear your feel about what would be one of the top issues that you'd like to see us do here in the legislature to make some things change on the cost of living here in Hawaii. You know, you just talk about gas costs and other costs and food costs. What would you say? Because I know you're a man of wisdom.
I am so happy you asked that.
Yeah.
I am so happy you asked that, because here it is. For years and years, I've always recommended to bring some kind of money-making stuff to Hawaii. Hawaii is a special place in the world. Hawaii, if you, let me give you an example. If you did a Waikiki Grand Prix race, that would be the premier spot in the world, because there is no other place in the world more beautiful than Waikiki to have a Waikiki Grand Prix race.
Wow.
The race itself would bring in billions and billions of dollars. And that's the reason why a lot of cities around the world are fighting to get it, because of the money. Now,
yeah,
if you have people in office that is looking for ways to bring in money to Hawaii other than raise tax, raise tax, raise tax. No, raise tax a homeless guy can do. But to bring good stuff to Hawaii that is not going to make Hawaii ugly, and it's going to make money coming in, jobs. Another one is ethanol. The ethanol industry, if started in Hawaii, will create over 1,000 jobs per island.
Wow. Yep.
And it's nice. And it'll bring fuel costs down. So right there, you're helping the people. But the tax that the workers are going to be paying will help the state and put more money into the state.
Amazing how the politicians don't figure that out after years of people like yourself sharing.
Yeah. And then another thing is, Oahu doesn't have a racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was trying to get the kids, the junior dragsters, to go to Japan and start a program in Japan so that the Japanese kids would come to Hawaii once a year to compete.
Great.
And when kids go, not only mom and dad go, cousins, uncles, grandma, grandpa, everybody goes.
Yep. And the Japanese coming here, like, for instance, the concert today, bringing in thousands of hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Into the economy.
That's right. And we don't have anything like this that makes money for Hawaii. You know, and the Grand Prix race would be the premier thing.
That is a great idea. I would be supportive of something like that, definitely.
You know how many rooms you need to support one race? Hotel rooms? 280,000 rooms.
Yeah.
We don't have that. So when you don't have that, then it becomes supply and demand. Okay? If you don't want to pay the price for that room, okay, next guy. The other guy going to pay. And the people that go to these Grand Prix races are people with money.
Exactly.
And the manufacturers, they rent out floors and floors in the hotel for their people, their marketing people, and everybody coming in. So it's mind-boggling how much money you can create. If you go back in history and look at Las Vegas back in the old times never had auto racing. They have it now. Because Las Vegas is all about money, money, money. Anything that will make money, they bring it in. That's what we need.
I would be a part of that, you know, group that's out there. We're, you know, looking to have more business-minded individuals stepping up. I myself would be hopefully in that, where we're trying to pull these ideas together, put together a slate of some ideas that will help the economy, obviously.
That's what we need.
Great.
But the rail is a big, as a
norm. Oh, I don't want to touch that one either.
You know, because if everybody in Hawaii had common sense and looked at H3 freeway is not a rail. It's cheaper to build a freeway than a rail. But look at how much it costs to build that freeway and look at what's happening. You're going to do a rail? It's going to be out of this world.
As it's been showing itself to be.
Yeah, and nobody's going to ride it because the common sense thing that we had experts do studies back in the 70s, and the guys all said, for every car you take off the freeway, another one will take its place. So their study was, you let the traffic bear what it can bear, because a human being is not that stupid. If they can't go through the traffic, they'll go earlier or they go later. Simple. And if the freeway is open, you're not going to catch the rail tomorrow. You're going to hop in your car and go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, where's the rail? Where's money? No.
George, yeah, we need your voice out there. Definitely declaring.
Well, Marcus Oshiro heard me and he did nothing.
Well, you know, we're working, to get.
I would be more than happy to help you guys. I have the connections to do the Waikiki Grand Prix race.
Wow.
That would be awesome, man.
Press and everything, obviously.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Cool. Well, I have these things listed now on my own mind, and they'll be ready to get some word out that, you know, we need to have some innovative people like yourself out there calling out these ideas for the state.
Yeah, I'll be glad to help you guys.
Great, George. I'll be in touch. But, yes, thank you again for that. I wanted to hear what wisdom could come out in this short time I have with you to.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Again.
Aloha.
Right. Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing good, just listening to the show and shaking my head and going, you know, it's the rail, it's the freeways, it's the, you know, I think I read the other day we are ranked like number 50 in freeway design. You know, like the worst roads in the country. And the freeway is just an accident. And like you said, they made the lane smaller Oh, my goodness.
That's illegal.
And you know, those big trucks, now you got to drive between two big trucks. I should say two big trucks drive on either side. Because I noticed that all the trucks here do 80 miles an hour in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come right on the freeway, cut right across, get in the fast lane, and floor it, boom, gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing thing to me. But, you know, like you were talking about money making, you know what else? Because I have friends in from the mainland here visiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're amazed about?
What's that?
We don't have any other activities. They're like, okay, well, we're here for a week. We drove around the island. And, you know, they're like, what about, and they went to the water park, and they said that was good for about an hour. But, you know, like you're saying, like a racetrack. But, I mean, look at Vegas. You know, compare.
They've got lots of stuff there.
There's all kinds of stuff for people to do. And actually, I started thinking about it. You know, we have.
We don't even have bowling alleys now.
Right. No, everything around here to do for fun with families.
None.
It's none. And remember when, 20, 30 years ago, every hotel had a show in it. Laurel Gardner, Don Hole.
No
every
more.
Hotel had two or three live bands. You know, I'm a working musician, and you can ask musicians. There's hardly anywhere to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, shut things down, and they're just going, well, okay. It's, you know, I go, well, it's Hawaiian style, you know, you just sit on the beach and relax. And they're like, well, we don't want to relax. We want to go do something.
You know, Bob, long ago, Kapi'olani Park used to have a racetrack for stock cars, used to have horse races, used to have polo matches.
Right, yeah. Now the polo matches are in Waimanalo, the North Shore.
Yeah, out in the boonies.
Right. But what do you do for the tourists? And they're talking
nothing.
About how the tourism is up. But I'm going to tell you, everybody I know that comes here says, yeah, it was all right. You're coming back? Eh, I think we'll go to Vegas or we'll go, you know.
Yep.
Florida. But, you know, like, and I know people that go to Vegas 2-3 times a year.
You know, talking about Vegas, Bob. I was interested in, I've never been to Vegas. I was interested in going over for that Vegas drag race.
Right.
Okay, because a lot of my friends on the mainland said, come on, come up. So I thought, okay. So I called my contacts at NHRA if I get free tickets, you know, Jufat, yeah? So
right.
I was going to get in free. They said, oh, we don't own that racetrack. Vegas owns that racetrack. I said, what? He said, yeah, they won't sell it to NHRA.
Oh, no, it's too much money.
Oh, yeah, too much money. You got it right.
And their racing facility, they have a dirt track, they have a drag strip, they have a NASCAR track.
Everything.
They got everything. And it's just amazing to me that we just can't see.
What do we have in Honolulu?
And you're right.
We don't have a racetrack.
The Japanese people love Hawaii. So if you had a chance for them to come here and race with their kids.
Oh.
Oh, are you kidding
that's
me?
That's it.
That would be big time. You know, look at how they do hula.
Mm-hmm.
They love Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you not do more stuff that they're interested in? They love fast cars.
That's right. Who doesn't love fast cars?
Right. Anyway, I better go because I'm going to go long and you're going to go, oh, Bob's all wound up.
That's the idea.
It's always take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Michael from the Mercedes-Benz Club.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, George. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting ready for a couple big things. Speaking of things to do on the island.
Go wax your car.
Yeah, that's today. But we have the Oktoberfest coming up at the Poly Golf Course.
Mm-hmm. And, you guys going golfing?
No, there's going to be a car show.
Oh, I see.
out on the Poly Golf Course on October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Saturday. And pretty much all the car clubs should be out there, the Euro car clubs primarily. The event is actually a not-for-profit event that we're raising money for Einheina School as well as, let me see here, I got it on my list for an auto shop program for, sorry about this, Mauna Loa High School, their mm-hmm. auto shop refurbishment and maintenance project.
Mm-hmm.
So all the proceeds for this event, the net proceeds, will be going to those two schools. This is the third annual event. We've held it at the same location for the last 3 years. It's a beautiful location. It's on the grass and has the Kualau Mountains in the background, so great for taking pictures of your car.
Does it rain?
Pardon me?
What about rain?
Rain? It's, the rain date, if it rains, like serious rain, it would be on Sunday the 26th, but usually it's been, both years, it's been great.
It's
been wonderful. If anything, it's been the opposite. It's been too hot.
Oh, okay.
But we have incentives for the car clubs to come out. That basically, if they bring 10 cars or more, they're given an area to put up a 10x10 tent mm-hmm. for every 10 cars. So they can have a little gathering place or promote their club, help to build their membership. That's more or less the secondary mission of the show, is to get all the car clubs together.
Oh, while you're on that car club thing, you're with the Mercedes Club?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of gas do you guys use? Because your Mercedes require no less than 92.
Yes, I know. For me personally, I've been using the V-Power along with an additive.
Okay. Most additives do not bring up the octane. They're only marketing things, and people sell them, you know, fooling the people that it does, it doesn't. The octane all across America is no higher than 88,
right,
no matter what brand you buy.
Right.
Okay? And in Hawaii, it's even lower than that. And every week it changes. So, have you ever tried 2 gallons of ethanol in your Mercedes?
Me personally, no, but we do have, I believe, the president of our club, Eugene, has done it in his SL.
Yeah.
He has said it's a...
You all should try it, because former Governor Ariyoshi uses 4 gallons in his Jaguar, and his Jaguar runs just beautiful.
We'd like to take a field trip out to your shop, actually, as a club.
You're welcome. Come over.
Okay. That would be terrific.
I can guarantee you, your car will love it.
Well, if my car loves it, then I'll love it, too. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You feel the difference, because the ethanol acts as an anti-knock, and it keeps the pistons from knocking, and it goes up and down smoother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you make more power.
Yeah, well, I'm about ready to do that. I have a couple of issues with my cylinder head right now on my AMG, but once that's all sorted out, I definitely plan to start experimenting with that, see how it works.
I've been running 100% in my truck for a long time.
I remember. Do you have a Pantera?
Yes, it runs 100%.
Okay, yeah, that's the one that smells good when you drive by.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I hope we'll see you out there.
I'll be there.
Okakopa.
I'll be there with my Pantera.
Okay, terrific.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
See you later.
Talk to you soon. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Jim from Honolulu.
Jim. Is that Jim, you said?
Jim.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jim.
Hi, George. Thank you for your auto mechanic 101. I have a friend that has a Toyota Hybrid C, you know, that small one.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to get the gas mileage. He lives in Honolulu and drives up to Wahiawa, and he goes speed limit, but when there's nobody behind him, he slows down, you know. And so he said he pumped up his tires to 44 pounds, the maximum that the tire says.
Mm-hmm.
Way down from Wahiawa down to Honolulu, he shifts to neutral and just glides down.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what you think about that.
It's okay.
It's okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
All right.
What kind of gas is you?
I don't know what kind of gas, but that's what he does. He gets 64 miles per gallon anyway.
Wow. That's okay.
Okay. Okay. I thought I'd ask and see if it's harmful. Okay,
no.
Thanks a lot, George.
You're welcome.
Yep. Bye-bye.
We have Pete from Holualoa.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, George. Nice talking to you again. I was just talking to a neighbor of mine, and I plus I noticed that up around Costco and such, that all the vehicles that have already been registered, they do not remove the old number. They just put the new number over it.
Over okay. it?
Yeah. They're not removing the old safety check number. They're
That's
just
illegal.
Okay, how do we go about correcting it, number one? And number two, I told my friend to cross out his VIN number and showed him on my vehicle what I had done and to put the cardboard in the corner over his left inside windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed on that. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention that these safety check people over here on the Big Island are not taking the old safety check month off the bumper. They're just slapping the new one on.
Well, that's why I mentioned, because the safety check stations are not going according to the letter of the law, they should eliminate it. And the safety check stations cannot go according to all the checkpoints of safety check, because $20 won't cover it.
Got you on that.
It takes 1 hour.
By the way, I had mine done at the dealer, so it's not one of these corner safety checks. This is at the Dodge dealer in Kona.
Even the dealer doesn't follow everything.
Yes.
They cannot. It's just, you know, how can you pay your mechanic, you know, $25 an hour and charge $20 for a safety check that takes an hour?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
You know, the state can do that because they don't give a hoot. They just raise the taxes.
Yes.
You know what the cost is for an administrative fee for a safety check system in Hawaii?
I have no idea.
$1.3 million a year.
Wow.
And they make nothing back.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. 40 states eliminated safety check because it's not federally funded anymore. So they're smart.
Okay.
What happened to Hawaii?
It's going down the tubes.
You got it.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Mahalo and aloha.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Break time.
Yes. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George and Ita. We'll be right back.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and lines are open. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I recommend using the K&N air filters on all your vehicles. They're the best. They're a lifetime. You only buy one, and that's it. That's the letter K and the letter N, air filters. The best. Gives you better gas mileage, and in the long run, it's cheaper because you don't buy another one. You clean it, put it back in. Okay? Now, they were talking about tourists that have nothing to see here. Well, tourists come to Hawaii to see how Hawaii looked way back. And restoring the historical sites, like the water pumping station in Kaka'ako, you know, things like that. For people to go see. Well, it's been sitting there, falling apart, and nobody's doing anything. The Primo Beer Brewery on Queen Street, nothing to see. I mean, if you're in the business of tourism, you have to make attractions for tourists to come. Otherwise, they'll come once and they'll never come back again. These politicians gotta think. Wake up. You cannot keep taxing the people. And one of them wants to tax the Social Security for seniors. You know, state of Oregon doesn't charge property tax to seniors. At least that state thinks about seniors. How come we don't? Hawaii don't think about the children. They don't think about the seniors. Sad. Really sad. But that's what it is. So, anyway, give me a call at 808 296-5467. Okay? Using the higher octane gas saves you money. 99% of you use the cheap gas. The cheap gas costs you money down the long run. Not only less gas mileage, but car repair. You save more by using the better gas. It's only 20 cents difference. I tell you, people just don't look at how you save money. You know, what can I say? Remember that saying, and they make sayings for a reason, folks. You get what you pay for. You got it. But how many people think? Gotta think, folks. Try. If you never tried it, try. Try using 2 tankfuls of the Shell premium gas, but not from the Shell station on Y Camilo. Everyone but that. Okay? Try it and see. See your gas mileage. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Hi. I was checking on my tires, you know, the dates on the tires.
Mm-hmm.
The right front tire, the oldest tire, and you don't want the oldest tire on the front tires, yeah?
No. No.
Well, this one is 08, 08.
08.
About 6 years, yeah, 08, 08.
Well, not too bad. You see, if you don't go above 50 miles an hour, you're okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do
you drive over 50?
Only when I go H3. I go about 60. But well, people still pass me, you know.
You know, H3.
Yeah.
H3 was built on a lot of Hawaiian hair owls. Okay?
I know.
And, you know, the problem with people today is they do not have respect for the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I have never driven H3.
Wow.
I respect them.
Okay.
You know, if I don't know, then it's something different. But I know. And all my friends that was involved with the building of H3 is no longer here.
Wow.
How come? Look at Puna.
Yeah, I know.
Why is the volcano lava going there?
Yeah.
Because the white man came and drilled the volcano for geothermal. Oh, no, you don't do that to Pele.
Right.
But people, they don't believe in it. You know?
I kind of learned my lesson. I went big on it by myself one time, and I brought small lava rocks home. But
no.
You know, I talked to one Hawaiian lady, older Hawaiian lady, and, you know, I was supposed to ask first, and I didn't, you know, until something, I had an apparition, a prayer before me one early morning. To this day, those rocks are gone. I don't know where they went. But now I learned my lesson, you know.
Yeah, people always learn the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, have to have respect. And you look at today, people don't have respect. They're parking other people's parking lots and all that, and they say, well, no more sign.
Right.
No, in the old days, the people always asked, can I park over here for a little while? They don't say that no more.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of Mexicans across the street. They have about 10 cars. And about 3 people live there, but they just, you know, parking it can't wait.
And the other day, this big truck rear-ends my daughter's car.
Yeah.
I mean, badly damaged. And instead of that local guy coming out and say, oh, are you okay? No. He says, what are you stopping here for? Well, if there's traffic ahead of you, you got to stop, huh?
Right.
I tell you, the attitude and the people thinking today is really bad.
Yeah, I believe because they don't have God in their lives, you know.
Yep.
That's what I feel.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, I bought Michelin tires. They're supposed to be good, huh? Michelin tires.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
But I never did really care for Michelins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
One is they're really pricey. And the other one is I find that Yokohama's a lot better performing.
Yokohama.
Mm-hmm.
Yokohama, because, you know, I take notes, so.
Yokohama's.
What's the other one?
The Sumo something. Yeah, there's two Japanese tires that are really good.
Oh, okay.
And BF Goodrich is good.
Okay.
And yeah, that's about it. Pirelli's good, but, oh, pricey.
So if you buy a tire, make sure that it's that date that you buy it.
Yes.
You ask them.
Yes.
And if they say, well, we know more, then what? But I'll go someplace else then. So
that's right.
Really? Okay. All right. That's okay. All I got to know, man.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and if you have questions or comments or whatever, announcements, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you're on the island of Kauai and would like to try ethanol, give Harvey Maeda a call. Harvey has ethanol, and Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic high-performance Royal Purple oil, the one that is called HPS, High Performance Street Oil. Okay? And he also has that electronic rust-proofing device that's really outstanding. So if you have a new car, folks, I recommend having that battery checked every 3,000 miles. Every 3,000 miles, have the battery checked. Because if the battery is getting weak and you don't even notice it, you abuse the alternator and you abuse your starter. You're going to end up, once the warranty is over, replacing those things. Okay? Replacing the spark plugs on new cars at 30,000 miles is a must. The spark plugs that are in the new cars are not as good quality as the Autolite XP spark plug. The XP is the extra performance spark plug made by Autolite, and they're good for about 100,000 miles. So, get those other plugs out and use the Autolite XP. Autolite XP is a better plug. Really good plug. Okay? Don't forget to turn on your lights, your headlights, when it gets a little dim. rainy, whatever, in the morning, in the evening, use your headlights, folks. And when you see the emergency vehicles coming, please move on the side and let them through. A lot of people today, their thinking is really bad. They don't move out. They don't move out of the way. And we need the police department to assist with that and tag these people because it's on your driver tests.
You know what I see on the freeway when they move on the cars move on the side and then the ambulance passes and everybody can go back on the freeway or back on whatever lanes they were in. The cars in the back, sometimes they blast through, so you can't go back on.
Hmm.
Like, you have to wait till they pass you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how the people are today. It's really bad. People today, the attitudes are not like before. It's really sad. But if you go to the island of Molokai, it's like the old days. They're really nice, the people there. So,
you know, earlier you were talking about this person who had the floor of their car all rusted out.
Mm-hmm.
And their, was that CV joints or something, was ready to fall off.
Yep.
What would happen if he didn't come in to have his brakes done?
Well, we didn't do the brakes, by the way. We recommended that he junk the car. Because it's a danger, and if he keeps driving it, the shaft falls off, it will break the steering, break the brakes, he will not have any brakes, he will not have any steering, he will crash. It is highly dangerous. In fact, one lady at the other radio station came in, and we recommended for her not to drive the car. But you know, people, she drove it, and she was driving up Kapahulu one day and on the way to the freeway, and the thing broke, and she rammed into the telephone pole. She didn't get hurt because she was driving slow, but she was on the way to the freeway, and she called me and told me about it, and I told her, I told you not to drive. She said, but I need to because I don't have a car. Well, what happens when you get crippled or killed? Same thing. So don't drive it.
How does a person's car get all rusted out like that?
Oh, this is Hawaii, my dear. Salt air all around.
Well, how old was his car?
Well, back in the 70s.
So... 70-something years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1970s.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the safety check system cannot be followed by the law because if a mechanic was to do it, it would take him over an hour to check every phase of that safety sticker. That's why if it's not done right, get rid of it.
So, say if I had an old car like that, How can I tell that that's happening to my car?
The safety check guy is supposed to stop you.
No, but if he doesn't, how do you do it? Check it for yourself on your own.
Then you crawl underneath and take a look.
And you'd see it, like, all rusted?
Oh, yeah. It's like a big puka in the fender. Same thing. It's the only thing on the floor. And the people in the car can't see it because the carpet. Well, you're standing on carpet only. There's no floor. How spooky. How spooky.
Mm.
Yeah, because one day they'd be sitting on the road and the car be going over them. So, anyway, we need to get everybody together and push for the legislature and politicians to cut costs for things that are not necessary and things that are not getting funded for and stuff like that. And look at Vineyard Boulevard, folks. They're changing the curbs. There's nothing wrong with the curb. They're changing the curbs. Unbelievable. You're spending money like there's no tomorrow. Hawaii is the highest tax state in America. And it's the smallest.
Wait, what you mean by they're changing the curbs? They're making it so it's handicap accessible?
No. They're just pulling out all the curbs along Vineyard and putting new ones in.
Oh.
Don't make sense.
Oh, something like in a condominium, how they make a hole in your wall to change the pipes in between the wall when it's not necessary.
Yeah, same thing. It's all to generate money to pay people off or whatever. I don't know. They've been fixing sidewalks that don't need fixing. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of callers for calling in and you, the listeners, for tuning in. And folks, please, we need everybody to work together and push these politicians to do things right for the children, for the seniors. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.